This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. One of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's aides is talking to impeachment investigators as the probe's closed-door phase wraps up. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Thank you all for coming out today.
As Pence himself was in New Hampshire putting President Trump's name on the primary ballot, Jennifer Williams was on Capitol Hill. The career Foreign Service officer was among several White House aides who listened to the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July. That's now at the heart of the impeachment probe. While Williams showed up, former National Security Advisor John Bolton did not, as expected. His lawyer had said Bolton would not appear without a subpoena and had not received one. Impeachment investigators are finishing their private interviews before starting public hearings next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran has injected uranium gas into centrifuges deep inside its underground Fordo nuclear complex. Thursday's move is Tehran's most significant step away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. British police say they have identified the 39 people found dead in a container truck in southeastern Britain and have notified their families. China's Commerce Ministry says China and the United States have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionately. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these rolled back as part of a big trade agreement. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Chinese court has jailed 9 people on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl to the United States. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
A Chinese court jailed 9 people on Thursday on charges of smuggling the highly addictive opioid fentanyl into the United States, in the first such case that Washington and Beijing have worked on together. What started with a tip-off to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 2017 ultimately led Chinese investigators to a warehouse where they say the fentanyl was being produced. The smuggling ring was moving fentanyl and other opioids to the U.S. via a courier, an official said. One of the convicted members was given a suspended death sentence, which in practice is normally commuted to a life in jail, and 2 got life sentences.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. France's leader laments what he calls NATO's brain death due to a perceived absence of the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
French President Emmanuel Macron says a lack of American leadership is causing a stultification of NATO and that Europe must start acting as a strategic world power. Talking with The Economist magazine, Macron adds, "What we are currently experiencing is the brain death of NATO." He goes on, "President Donald Trump doesn't share our idea of the European project, and that the U.S. shows signs of turning its back on us, notably by unexpectedly pulling its troops out of northern Syria." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Burkina Faso's president is vowing security forces will hunt down the terrorists and all their accomplices, a day after at least 37 people were killed in the West African nation. AP's Krista Larson reports the gunmen attacked a large group of workers near a mine.
A convoy of employees working for a Canadian-owned gold mining company was traveling in eastern Burkina Faso when unknown gunmen opened fire, killing dozens of people according to a provisional toll. The gunmen not only riddled the vehicles with bullet holes, but they completely shattered the windows of the vehicles.
That's AP's Krista Larson. The U.S. presidential election is a year away. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is trying to energize voters. AP's Matt Small has more.
Michelle Obama, who co-chairs When We All Vote, says a roster of celebrities, including Selena Gomez and Kerry Washington, have also signed on as co-chairs of the national nonpartisan group that aims to boost voter participation in every election. The organization, which began last year, already counts stars like Lin-Manuel Miranda and Tom Hanks as co-chairs. I'm Matt Small.
Egypt's foreign minister says the Nile water dispute between his country and Ethiopia should be resolved by mid-January. The foreign minister released a statement on Thursday after U.S. mediated talks with his Ethiopian and Sudanese counterparts were held Wednesday in Washington. And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.